Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 13th, 2023, through Friday, February 17th, 2023. Monday, February 13th, 2023. U.S. taxpayers living abroad must report income, pay taxes in accordance with the IRS Revenue Code. According to the IRS, tax season takes place January 23rd through April 18th, and IRS Criminal Investigation, IRS-CI, reminds U.S. citizens and green card holders living abroad to follow the same rules for paying taxes as if they were residing in the United States. U.S. taxpayers are subject to tax on worldwide income from all sources and must report all taxable income and pay taxes according to the Internal Revenue Code. Taxpayers residing abroad, including those who are on military duty outside the United States, are permitted an automatic 2-month extension until January 15th to file their tax returns. Many Americans living abroad qualify for special tax benefits, such as the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion and Foreign Tax Credit, but they can only get them by filing a U.S. tax return. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. Forgo fraud this tax season. IRS-CI issues tips to protect your wallet identity. IRS Criminal Investigation reminds U.S. taxpayers to take extra steps to protect their identities and wallets when filing their taxes. The following tips are provided to help forego fraud this filing season. Choose a tax preparer wisely. Look for a preparer who is available year-round. Ask your tax preparer for their IRS Preparer Tax Identification Number, PTIN. Don't use a ghost preparer. Don't fall victim to tax preparers' promises of large refunds. Don't sign a blank tax return. Make sure you receive your refund. The IRS will not call you threatening legal action. Protect your personal and financial information. Never provide this information in response to unsolicited text messages, emails, or social media posts claiming to be the IRS. Report fraud to law enforcement. Submit Form 3949-A, Information Referral. IRS-CI is the only federal law enforcement agency with the authority to investigate violations of the Internal Revenue Code. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. Brooklyn Park man pleads guilty to his role in a $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Liban Yassi Alishire has pleaded guilty to his role in the $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic, announced U.S. Attorney Andrew M. Luger. According to court documents, Alishire of Brooklyn Park enrolled Community Enhancement Services and Lake Street Kitchen, organizations he helped to operate, in the federal child nutrition program as purported sites providing meals to underprivileged children under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Future. Alishire admits that after enrolling in the federal child nutrition program, he began submitting fraudulent claims for reimbursement for serving meals to hundreds or thousands of children a day. Alishire falsified invoices to document the purchase of food and the preparation and submitting of falsified attendance rosters purporting to document the names of children who received meals. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, February 16, 2023. Former New Mexico taxation and revenue employee sentenced for wire fraud, identity theft, and money laundering. George Martinez was sentenced to 94 months in federal prison after previously pleading guilty on July 11, 2022, to 42 counts each of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft and 6 counts of money laundering. The court ordered Martinez to pay $1,216,205 in restitution and issued a forfeiture money judgment in the amount of $689,797. From 2009 through July 16, 2018, Martinez used his position as the unit supervisor, bureau chief, of the questionable refund unit at the New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department to fraudulently alter tax refunds and direct them to bank accounts that he controlled. Martinez perpetrated the fraud by copying tax returns that had already been processed or creating new returns in taxpayers' accounts. He altered information such as taxpayers' Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, and withholding amounts in the returns. Martinez fraudulently directed $1,216,205 into accounts in his control. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, February 17, 2023. Two Florida doctors convicted in $31 million Medicare fraud scheme. Dean Zuzmer and Lawrence Alexander were convicted for their roles in a scheme to defraud Medicare by submitting over $31 million in claims for expensive durable medical equipment, DME, that Medicare beneficiaries did not need and that were procured through the payment of kickbacks. According to documents and evidence later presented at trial, Zuzmer and his co-conspirators, including Jeremy Waxman, acquired patient referrals and signed doctor's orders by paying kickbacks to marketers who used overseas call centers to solicit patients and telemedicine companies to produce prescriptions for unnecessary braces for these patients. Lawrence Alexander owned one of the DME companies with Waxman and concealed both his and Waxman's roles in the scheme by putting the DME company in the name of one of Alexander's family members. Alexander was convicted of false statements relating to healthcare matters. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.